This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Always a pleasure on a Friday morning to spend some quality time with Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Dr. Hammond, people are seeing, ooh, the 31st of October, and their minds might be going to one thing. I know you're going to help us to recenter today.
Yes, indeed. This is the birthday of all Bible-believing evangelical churches. It's Reformation Day back over 500 years ago on the 31st of October, 1517. Professor Martin Luther walked to the Schlosskirche, the castle church in Wittenberg, and nailed 95 theses, 95 arguments against the superstitions and the unbiblical doctrines of the Catholic Church of the Middle Ages. And Martin Luther championed justification by faith. The just shall live by faith alone. Salvation is by the grace of God alone. It is received by faith alone. Christ alone is the head of the church. Scripture alone is the ultimate authority, and everything must be done to the glory of God alone. And this is encapsulated in these five great Latin solas, the battle cries of the Reformation. Sola gratia, salvation is by the grace of God alone. Sola fide, salvation is received by faith alone. And sola scriptura, most important, scripture alone is the ultimate authority in all matters of faith and conduct. Solus Christus, Christ alone is the head of the church, and he is the only mediator between God and man. And soli deo gloria, everything must be done to the glory of God alone. That last sola, soli deo gloria, is actually inscribed, it's engraved in every 1 rand coin in South Africa, which is a wonderful reminder that everything must be done to the glory of God alone. I don't know how many of our listeners think about that when you handle a 1 rand coin. I suppose these days we don't handle coins as much as we used to. Slogan and reminder. Some more Latin. Ecclesia reformanda est. The church, having been reformed, is still to be reformed. And semper reformata. Always reforming is an important principle. The Reformation didn't just happen in this 1500s and the 16th century. Reformation has to be ongoing. We must continually go back to the scripture and evaluate our life, our conduct, our behavior, everything in the light of scripture. And sadly, many people today don't think of Reformation Day that much. And when I go to speak at schools, I often ask children in October, what's 31 October? And the children shout out, Halloween! And that's even in Christian schools. What is going on that we are failing to communicate the next generation back to the Bible, Reformation Day? Even when I've gone to remote villages in Angola, like Kawanda Kabanga province, I found that Ovumbundu tribes are celebrating Reformation Day. I've gone up to Nigeria and found people celebrating Reformation Day. And you go to Malawi and you find they're celebrating Reformation Day in Zambia. And yet somehow in Cape Town, many churches are organizing Halloween celebrations. I've even come across churches organizing scenes, you know, literally, you know, nightmare, you know, come on Friday night and they've got some youth group where they're celebrating the demons and the ghosts. And it's shocking that for many people, they seem to think we should follow the world, which is telling us to celebrate evil and death in Halloween, instead of celebrating the truth and the gospel in the Reformation through the Word of God. So 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21 to 22 declares, test all things, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. That's a good principle at all times. And Halloween is a religious day, but it's not Christian. A former high priest and wicker, Tom Sanguet, said, the modern holiday we call Halloween has its origins in the full moon closest to November the 1st, the witch's new year. It's a time when the demons are supposed to be at their peak power, revisiting planet Earth. Halloween is purely an absolute evil, he said, and there's nothing we can do that could make it acceptable to the Lord Jesus. Well, that's the opinion of a converted witch, and Halloween has strong roots in paganism and witchcraft. It used to be the Druid festival of Samhain. The Celts considered November the 1st the day of death, because in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the beginning of the winter. The leaves are falling. It's getting darker earlier. The temperature's dropping. Of course, Northern Hemisphere is exactly the opposite to Southern Hemisphere. We're heading into summer. They'd be heading into winter right now. Temperature's dropping. The Celts losing strength, and Samhain, the Lord of Death, was overpowering their sun god. And so the Druids taught on the 31st of October, on the eve of the feast, Samhain assembled the spirits of those who had died in the previous year to visit, to haunt their former homes, to visit the living. And on Halloween, for thousands of years, Druid priests conducted diabolical worship ceremonies in which cats and horses were sacrificed, sheep and oxen, human beings. They were stuffed into wicker cages and burned to death, literally hung in these nets over fires. And these human and animal sacrifices were required to appease Samhain and to keep the spirits from harming them. And to obtain these sacrifices, Druid priests would go from house to house asking for sacrifices, fatted calves, black sheep, and human beings. Those who gave were promised prosperity. Those who refused to give were threatened. This is the origin of trick or treat. And so to show that you belong to the religion of the Druids and that you're willing to give them treats, give them sacrifices, people would put a candle in a pumpkin or a skull. And that's where the jack-o'-lantern begins from. This was to signal and to mark those farms and homes who supported the witchcraft of the Druids and were seeking the treat when the terror of Halloween began. So even the World Encyclopedia declares the apparently harmless lighted pumpkin face of the jack-o'-lantern is an ancient symbol of a damned soul. Hmm. You know, fire from within what looks like a skull. And so you just think of that kind of background. And yet for many people, they like to celebrate Dracula, vampires, and all this sort of thing, homes decorated with skeletons and graves and coffins and ghosts in the trees and spider webs and all that. But the scripture says in Deuteronomy 18, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found amongst you anyone who makes a son or daughter pass through the fire, or who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, they listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Mm. We read in Ezekiel 44, verse 23, teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy. Cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Now, most of us know the first part of Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But that's not the end of the verse. Hosea 4 verse 6 goes on to say, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Now that's a terrifying verse. As a father of four and a grandfather of three, I would hate that anything I did or failed to do would cause harm to my children or grandchildren. And so here we read, if we reject knowledge, God will reject us. If we forget the law of our God, God will forget our children. And so we are commanded, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. And whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone be tied around his neck and he be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world for offenses. Offenses must come, but woe to the person by whom those offenses come. That's Matthew 18. So we are commanded to cast off the walks of darkness, to put on the armor of light. Romans 13, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 10, you cannot drink the cup of demons and the cup of the Lord. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. But I think many do try to do just that. We are told, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? And So quite clearly, we commanded, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. I think on this day, the 31st of October, we've got a clear choice. And death, that we can celebrate Halloween, or we can celebrate the Reformation, the return, the rediscovery of the core of the gospel, the just shall live by faith, to return back to the Bible by celebrating the Reformation. I'd encourage those who are interested, visit our Frontline Mission SA.org website, www.frontlinemissionsa.org. You can see under events, we have special Reformation Day events today. We're going to be in Franschhoek at the Huguenot Monument and Museum, a Protestant museum and monument not far from Cape Town, where we will be celebrating the Reformation Service 12 at the monument. Before that, we'll have a guided tour of the museum, which is full of fascinating insights to the Protestant Reformation. That is a far more constructive way than celebrating Halloween.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.